he left his
home. Okay.
Didn't say
okay. She gave up her room after all the fun we had. She gave up her room and she moved into mine. And we sipped on champagne and we sipped on wine. It was getting serious. I suggested a ring. And she said, don't be crazy, this is just a summer fling. Next morning she was gone, and I took it real hard, because she took my watch, my wallet, and my credit card.
Wash away my sins, I know that they not my friends, but I'm friends with the drugs again. Lost my heart, lost it all, so much drama, hope the applause. Soap opera, straight down fall. Nightmares on the cell phone, late night calls. Lost my heart, lost it all. So much drama, oh dear God. No soap opera, straight down fall. Listen to the nightmares call. You can see the pain in my laugh. Demons coming back from the past. Feeling like I'm about to relapse.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 90.7 FM WGXC Clubhouse Radio. We are brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and today we're going to be doing a back-to-school special. I'm joined by DJ Popcorn and DJ Ricky, but we're going to do all those formal introductions right after the daily news and weather and then another song. So tune on in, and we'll see you then.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Michael Gromley is reporting for Newsday that New York's new concealed carry laws went into effect September 1st. Under the law, concealed firearms will be prohibited in churches, government buildings, bars, and other, and I quote, sensitive zones, end quote, including Times Square in New York City. The law mandates a multiple-step process to obtain a concealed carry permit. Applicants must take 16 hours of classroom instruction on firearm safety and 2 hours of live firing on target ranges to show they can handle the firearm safely, among other requirements. The new measures were formulated in response to a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that struck down New York's 100-year-old concealed carry law. Governor Kathy Hochul released details at an August 31st news conference on how permit applicants, firearm owners, and dealers must now operate. Hochul said anyone who carries a weapon into a gun-free zone will face a Class E felony, punishable by 1 to 5 years in prison. The governor said a person with a concealed carry permit could be charged with a felony even if they inadvertently carried a weapon into a sensitive zone. They could also see their license revoked and their firearm seized. Among other requirements, an applicant will have to provide 4 character references, a list of former and current social media accounts for the last 3 years, and disclose the identity of his or her spouse, partner, or anyone else living in the same home. Applicants also will have to have an in-person interview with a licensing officer, and the state has standardized and strengthened the required background checks to be sure they are thorough in every county. First Deputy Superintendent of State Police Stephen Negrelli promised, and I quote, zero tolerance, end quote, for violations. Negrelli said, and I quote, if you violate this law, you will be arrested. Simple as that, end quote. Read the full story at Newsday.com. Meg Britton Meklish is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. All but one of the members of the Pittsfield, Massachusetts Police Advisory and Review Board resigned in recent days after learning the board would not be permitted to review the result of the police department's internal investigation into the use of force in the fatal shooting of Miguel Estrella. Former board chair Ellen Maxson said that she, Michael Fieldberg, Aaron Sullivan, Dennis Powell, and Marie Richardson had tendered their resignation in an email to Mayor Linda Tyer, the Pittsfield City Council, and Police Department Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Grady with the Berkshire County Sheriff's Office, who recently joined the board as its law enforcement representative and is the last remaining member. Maxson said, and I quote, my hope would be that the institutional pressures on forming a board like this would allow for important input from the community, end quote. Tyer said that while she understands the board members' frustration, she said they should not have been under any illusions about what was within the panel's powers and what was not. Maxson said that while the mayor's response to the group's resignation was short, she hopes the city council will look into the reasons for the resignations and speak with former members. The city solicitor's office determined that the advisory board did not have the authority to review the police department's force investigation report in the Estrella case, taking the position because a formal complaint on the shooting was never filed with the police department. Estrella was shot and killed by a Pittsfield police officer in March after police were dispatched twice to his apartment building. Estrella had been injuring himself. Friends say he was suffering a mental health crisis. City residents have indicated they want answers and systematic change. They want answers and systematic change following the Estrella killing. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Red Hook Town Board has amended local traffic regulations to include a truck route map to keep vehicles weighing 10,000 pounds or more off of local roads unless they have a destination on a restricted thoroughfare. During a public hearing on August 29th, Town Supervisor Robert McKeon said the regulations were requested by residents who have grown impatient with large trucks taking shortcuts through their neighborhoods between state highways. The new truck routes include the entire lengths of U.S. Route 9, State Route 9G, and State Route 199 within the town boundaries. Parts of County Road 56, also known as West Curly Corners Road, as well as portions of County Road 80, also known as Lasher Road. The adopted resolution notes the routes were created to conform with recommendations in the Town Centers and Green Spaces Plan. The measure also stated there has been a budget impact from repairs needed to maintain local roads because of the truck traffic. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 2nd. Local early morning temperatures range from 46 in Ashland to 51 in Germantown. Regional average soil temperature is 65 degrees. Today is going to be a little warmer than yesterday, but still pretty comfortable, with dew points in the low 50s and a high temperature of 79 at 3 p.m. Overnight, it will be cool and comfy again with a low of 56. Saturday, a little more humid with a high of 84. A muggy night could be turning those ACs back on as temperatures fall to 64. Then we get a Sunday with a high of 84 and rain chances all day with potential for afternoon storms. Monday looks similar with a stormy afternoon but a high of only 76. Pollen levels for today and this weekend will be medium high. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:56 a.m., high tide at 7:26 a.m., low tide again at 1:52 p.m., then high tide, once again, at 8:04 p.m. Today's tide strength will be average, and the river temperature will be 78 degrees. And your weekend Rip Van Winkle sandbar times will be, on Saturday, surfacing from 1:30 a.m. to 4:30 a.m., and coming back again between 1 and 4 p.m. On Saturday, the current will be average. Sunday, sandbar appears 3 to 5 a.m. and again 3 to 5:30 p.m. Current on Sunday will be low. Sunset today on Friday will be at 7:16 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:18 a.m. Looking way up, we see possible geomagnetic storms on Sunday as Earth enters a relatively dense plasma stream. Solar wind speed is currently 435 kilometers per second at 7.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 67. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. Today, I'm joined by
DJ Ricky, you know what's up.
And DJ Popcorn.
And today, I did mention this, it's going to be a back-to-school special. So, before I go on and rant like I usually do, I'm going to ask you guys, how are you feeling about going back to school?
You know what I'm saying? Going back to school, I'm really excited, you know, new horizons, new things that I've got to get into for the grade.
Me personally, I feel like a little nervous because there's still some things that I need for school I didn't grab yet. So like now I'm like kind of anxious and rushing. But besides that, I feel like good. I'm about to see some people I ain't see in a long time. And me, hopefully have a good junior year.
Yeah, I get that. Positive outlooks are the best. I say, but I have a horrible negative outlook because school sucks. Or I mean, yeah, school. Woo.
For sure. So L school for real sometimes.
I mean, what grade is everybody going into?
Junior year.
I think that's all three of us for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I mean, things be changing and stuff. So, since we are peer leaders, and that's kind of our role, to lead
like,
people, right?
Like, come on,
right?
I got the shirt on, for sure.
Yeah, so, with that, is there any advice you want to give to people who are feeling a bit anxious? Like younger kids who might need a nice little word of encouragement?
The first few times you, like, really experience with school, like, you know, there's going to be some hardships and difficulty, but if you put yourself in a position to do good, then you will.
Yeah, I feel like the thing is, with school, over time, like, once the I understand, like, being nervous at first, but once you guys get older, y'all gonna see, like, there's nothing to be nervous about. For me, school is a place where you can make friends and also get an education, you feel me? So this would be something y'all look forward to going to.
Yeah.
Especially while y'all younger, because when I get older, like us, school is a very interesting place. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I felt that. I mean, as you grow older, everything changes. I mean, we're never the same person twice, right? Always new experiences to add. I felt that.
Back back to school is, I know it's going to be difficult, but just do your best and expect good results.
Yeah. So, on here, on the show, we've already talked about the downsides of school, so we're going to try to lean more on the positive end. Okay, ask some happy questions, trying to get the hype up, because there are good things about it. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
Especially, like, seeing your friends, you know, that social aspect of not being able to, like, hang out with them for 3 months and then,
yeah,
you know,
it's just like, it's like everything goes right back to how it was, even, like, during those 3 months. But respectfully, I don't really know if I can message you if you didn't contact me during any, like, any time during summer.
So, no, I feel that for sure. In a way, it's kind of seeing,
like, cause it, yeah, because if you honestly wanted to, like, reach out or hang out with me, you could have, like, shot the message and I would have answered. So,
so, keeping on the positive side, I'm going to have to ask everybody what their favorite school subject is.
Me, I'm going to have to say...
about the good things, you know?
Probably English. Mm. Only because, well, if we're going based off last year, English. Because I like my English teacher. She was cool. It was mad chill. Like, best teacher I ever had so far.
Yeah, for sure. I think... I lead gym, bro. You know I'm saying? I always look forward to gym.
Yeah, no,
playing basketball.
I mean, it's one of the only classes where you don't have to sit down for
that and
40 minutes, right?
That and Miss Clancy's class, human development. Shout out Miss Clancy.
Human Dev Lab. All right, got you. So, what about you, DJ Ricky?
What's that?
Oh yeah, my bad. My memory is not the best right now. A little.
No, you good?
But you know. If I had to say my favorite, I think English is up there, you know. It's kind of weird that they got to teach us English, though.
Yeah.
Past.
Well, I mean, nah, I understand.
Cause I get
like,
you. Yeah,
certain grammar.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and things like idioms. Like, if I wasn't going to school, I would not know what an idiom is.
Yeah. I feel like after a certain point, English becomes less English and more, like, critical thinking and common sense class.
Yeah. The only thing I just don't look forward to about English... is like vocabulary,
yeah.
Like having to like
big words,
vocabulary, and like essays. I like when my essays are like really nice and lined up. And
I like doing English projects. English projects are the best.
English projects can be fun. They give you a lot of freedom with that. You can kind of interpret it
if it's like on a book that was good. Good, like you guys read a book as a class and it's a good book and then you get told to make a project on it. It's like, oh, this is easy.
Not gonna lie, that and like when you find out that a really good book has a really good movie. So
oh, and then yeah. I mean that's true.
I'd be when lit you, in class.
When everybody puts on the movie in class, God, like shout out to Bill Nye.
My son Bill Nye. Always keeping it sciencey.
He's a science guy. How could he not?
He's
a homie. So we've had a little bit of banter. We're going to go to a song. This was actually picked by DJ Phoebs on the other end.
Shout out DJ Phoebs, man.
It is called Education. That's why we picked it. It's by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. So, yeah, we're going to play this, and then we're going to be back right after, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Let's go.
Me tomorrow, I may not be here. I'm feeling like I might just leave before I start a fire or a fight, a bowl for nonsense. I couldn't just chill. Everybody giggling, that kid was getting killed. And I knew when I stood, they would turn on me. And I don't need no more trouble with my sleep. So I did what I did, and that's what it is. Tell the sheriff and the deputy, I don't give a fick. Tell my mama and my kin and all of y'all and them, it's like this. Get free or stay sick. And that's it. And education.
Peace parishioners, onlookers and listeners, visitors, keeping the consumption conspicuous. Kids graduating from public schools and prisoners, underprivileged, aboriginal, indigenous, sent images of their family that got adopted. The president of some nonprofits is out of pocket. I heard the world ending is trending, I try to watch it. I focus on sinning when winning was not an option. The system we compete against is farm to table, hand picking them ingredients. Civil disobedience, encyclopedia definition of greediness, gluttony. Please take heed of who you treaty with. Me, Freddie Flacco, and shot. Never forgot though, the Plymouth Rock landed on top of New Morocco. Couldn't see who was firing shots. The shooter got low and left a burning cross on the lawn, just like a pothole. I may not be here, I'm feeling like I might just leave before I start a fire or a fight. They say in the six bands I hire for the flight, so I may be a hitman for hire for the night. If you figure in this man's maniacal, you're right. Barcodes on a wristband, it's not an oversight. They intentionally expand, probably to extradite. If you wanna play blind, just look straight into the light. The puppeteers playing you for spite. And worldwide, what we're paying is the price. And that's life.
And education.
Wouldn't let the buck talk, trying to wipe a cut talk. Can't train a hoe, can never put me in a slut walk. Education, trapponomics, narcotic plug talk. My hand was right back in the bird soon as they took the cuffs off. Got a feature with my fools, so they gon' feed on it. It's quite ironic how all this ice can keep the heat on it. My cousin beat me forward pack and I put the beam on it. And now I don't gotta finesse the plug because I D-boyed it. And it used to be peace and nose. Drop a op like pop stinky low. Last Friday hit by the poles, threw dope in the commode. Got off the stove and slowed my roll, I'm in the mobs now, but I still serve your baked potato Bobby Johnson style. You ain't lit, you litter like Trump Twitter feed. Black monster shit, I'm more Melvin Williams than Genovese. Them fist fights had me swapping blood with my enemies. Ain't from no set if you want game banging in Little League. I may not be here, I'm feeling like I might just leave before I start a fire or a fight. $1 million a year just won't suffice. Gotta factor in them old bad habits and the cost of life, we stay so high, that's why we can't come up. My credit score is zero, I'm still pulling wages up. The cash counters is counteractive to paper, cuz gas pipe pump like when Dominique used to lace them up. I changed it up, I pray the streets don't take what's left of me. Drugs for the free, sold separately.
Education.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM WXGXE Catskill Clubhouse. We are sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Wouldn't be possible without them. And I am back, and I am joined with
my son, DJ Ricky.
DJ Ricky over here, you know what's up. Man.
DJ Popcorn, you know what I'm saying. And we in the building. What's up, guys? What's up?
And since school, you know, it's kind of about trying to set yourself up for life. We're going to talk about, like, career paths and, like, what should we want to do with that. Because, I mean, that's kind of the whole goal. No point of the journey without the end, right?
True.
So, I mean, I'm just going to bite the bullet and ask. I mean, what do you guys want to be when you grow up? It's a simple question, but it's repeated a lot, you know?
I mean, I want to be, like, maybe a lawyer or, like, an FBI agent. So I could be kind of like Batman for real.
You're gonna become Batman?
Yeah.
Alright,
so, and I'm gonna just run around with a cape on and stuff like that and like beat up criminals.
Vigilante style. Man's gonna graduate and then lurk in the shadows.
Yeah, and
that's a great career path.
Because I'll be friends with the police as well.
Alright, so we got so you wanna become Batman after school? Very respectable career path, I have to say, very unique too.
Because you can't forget the aspect of the fact that man Bruce Wayne has millions. He's a billionaire. So
he's making the gazillions out there. Yeah, what about you, DJ Ricky?
What about you, man?
No, I think I might want to be a scammer. I'll never scamming is bad.
Very.
I think I would probably want to do like side hustles, like DoorDash and like Grubhub, stuff like that. I would like when I get
like Uber, school, Uber.
And once I get like my license and stuff, but, like that's a mad easy way to make money without having to like have that much experience. So it's, it can just get me set and get me right, and then maybe if I get my money straight, I'll go to college, maybe. And then if all goes right, I might become a teacher.
Okay, okay.
A teacher?
Okay.
Going back into the system? Nah, I'm sorry. For me, I couldn't do that. I couldn't, like, what's it called, spend 18 years, or not 18 years, whatever, 12 or whatever years in school just to go back and teaching them. Oh, I don't know.
Wow, it would be cool. I'll get
teachers
to,
are cool, though. Teaching, yeah, go on.
I get to relate to, like, my high school experience and then seeing their high school experience. Or if it's, like, middle school, elementary school for me. I would just get to see, like, how their experience was different than mine.
Well, yeah, you can't keep the lineage going without the next generation. So, I respect that. And I do kind of get that, helping people get to where you were, almost. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, for me, I would definitely have to do something with music. So,
music?
Or, yeah, I mean...
I understand you, baby.
Yeah.
Music is just...
That's, like... One of, like, my other things that I want to do in case, like, anything goes wrong, that's, like, something I want to do.
Hey, we got DJ Batman.
Type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could also be an artist as well as a vigilante. I feel like it would be two very hard lives, but, you know what I'm saying? I'd be the artist as Bruce Wayne and then Batman as Batman.
So you're going to... Oh, that's how you're going to get all the billions to fight the crime. You're going to be...
That's what I'm saying. That's how I get my new equipment and stuff, you know, and that's how I upgrade.
Imagine unmasking Batman and then it's like Drake. That's going to be you. But, yeah. So, with that being said...
My sister.
Do you guys have anything specifically challenging about school that you struggle with that you kind of... could see other people going down the same path? If
my time management and my organization skills.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I find it very hard to focus when I'm in the classroom with my friends because I feel like I gotta act like me for my friends. But, yeah, so I just feel like...
But you can't just be Lincoln the student, you know.
So... With those two things being said, time management, that's very important. Let's get some tips for that. Let's deep dive into this a bit, you know? So for time management, I feel like the most common problem people would have is just making themselves put the time in for work, or no? Am I kind of approaching this from a different angle?
I definitely say, like, that's one of them, but I think the other thing is just a matter of going... in like wanting to put in the effort to, you know, really get the work done.
Yeah, wanting to put in effort can be tough when you don't have a lot of motivation behind that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, technical difficulty, but our fault.
Okay, that won't happen again. We took some preventative measures, but yeah. Now we chill.
Yeah.
So... with that being said, trying to put in effort is where
for
we're
sure.
at.
And just applying pressure.
So, and that's a big internal problem. Not everybody finds motivation the same way, you know?
You're
trying
right.
to reach that. So, let's talk about motivation then, because you need motivation in order to do good. So, right. what are some ways you find motivation specifically for school?
Motivation for school? I feel like just the finish line, like me going into my junior year, I feel like I've made it this far, so, like, I have to finish, like, otherwise it would just be a waste of time, you feel me? So I think just, like, the finish line and just being, like, an adult is, like, I'm not trying to be an adult. I want to at least be able to say I achieved high school diploma, like, level of education, you feel me?
At least GED.
So I'm like, nah, I need more than GED, bro. I need the diploma, you feel me?
A lot of, what's it called, states actually... not just safe places, treat that as equal now, though. It's actually becoming more and more common, which is interesting. I feel like alternative paths for school is something that a lot of people would benefit from.
Yeah, like, because not a lot of people do good in that, like, school environment.
Yeah, and it's all about doing what you want to do to make a living, so. And that's what kind of school is about, trying to teach people how to make a living and all the basic knowledge and stuff.
For sure.
So, yeah, I think that's a good note to leave it on, focusing on motivation. Everybody finds it a different way, you know.
Yeah.
Like, extroverts get motivated from being with people. Introverts get it from being alone. Just because you find motivation from different places than your peers around you doesn't mean that that motivation is any less valid. So, with that being said, a nice little positive note, we are going to play a song. This song is Back Alley by Long Gone, Long Gone by Back Alley Sound. And after this song, we're going to hit you up with the news update, and then we'll be right back.
Catch ya.
I fell asleep watching gravity falls. Woke up driving towards a tunnel that was painted on the wall. It all seems like a living hell. I'd rather not get involved. I know stories you can't tell, people you can't call, cause they're long gone. I made my own treasure map, but a chicken scratch on my notepad. I'm long gone. And if I crash, it's with my feet on the dash. I'll drink to that and then I'm long gone. It's my dad, we'll sing and get back. I caught that rhythm with that inner city jet lag. Accept the mission like I've risen from the riffraff. I pawned Excalibur, this caliber is unmatched. I'm Captain Kirk on a life raft. If I got 2 cents and a soapbox, I'm glowing up, laying the globe. Watch the globe trot. Then go cop some garden gnomes for the grow up. Grow up, I can't, why not, who cares? You right, got records on the soap top, couch in the kitchen hall, squat in the rocket, come get down with a linchpin. One hand roll Gorilla Glue, one hand solve a Rubik's Cube, the other 22 improving ways to break the new shit. You right, came out the cocoon to show y'all I'm on arc. Came out the cocoon to show y'all I'm on arc. And I could change your horoscope, just holla at me. I'll be saying action, making a smash it out of trashy. What did he just say? I fell asleep watching gravity falls. Woke up driving towards a tunnel that was painted on the wall. It all seems like a living hell. I'd rather not get involved. I know stories you can't tell, people you can't call, cause they're long gone. I made my own treasure map, had a chicken scratch on my notepad. I'm long gone. And if I crash, it's with my feet on the dash. I'll drink to that and then I'm long gone. I'm riding the trolley, but probably the thousandth time. With a backpack, a patch of hair, get a lag of cash and a cloudy mind. But I don't care, I just hope I do somewhere down the line. It's crazy when you lose the youth and the truth starts to sound the light. Mountains might as well get to moving. Soon as I throw that groove in and get these dunes used to losing. It's like if you just signed a ruthless. All these dunes I go doofus with a screw loose and doobling till it's deuces. I'm high as the moon and like Houston, we got a problem. Soon as I walk in a building, order a hit, let's make a killing and keep it between villains. Y'all know the feeling, like I hustle, but I'm still just chilling. I put it all on the line just for the sense of fulfillment. I go 1 to 1 million real quick. I'm on acid in a pulled out mattress, trying to figure out what life is. Make empires fall right after they do silent. My only brothers were pirates, one man riots, and Three Rivers finest. I fell asleep watching gravity falls. Woke up driving towards a tunnel that was painted on the wall. It all seems like a living hell. I'd rather not get involved. I know stories you can't tell, people you can't call, cause they're long gone. I made my own treasure map, got a chicken scratch on my notepad. I'm long gone. And if I crash, it's with my feet on the dash. I'll drink to that and then I'm long gone. It felt like my grave. I don't know the last time I ate, but I'm straight, I just bought an eight. I strayed away from A-OK, hey, that's A-OK. My train of thought is just another spot to paint. I got it made. I lost count of the days where my bed felt like my grave. I don't know the last time I ate, but I'm straight, I just bought an eight. I strayed away from A-OK, hey, that's A-OK. My train of thought is just another spot to paint. I got it made.
fell asleep watching Gravity Falls again. I fell asleep watching Gravity Falls again. I fell asleep watching Gravity Falls again. I fell asleep watching.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that Governor Kathy Hochul was in Ulster County September 1st for an update on the wildfires that have burned at least 270 acres since starting last week. She said the fires may burn themselves out and blamed them on climate change.
The DEC predicts that ultimately it will burn itself out. It may take a week, it may take 2 weeks, but we don't expect it to be able to threaten any life or structure. We have to expect the unexpected because the unexpected has now become the norm. That is our reality. That is our reality. And anyone who denies that, just come to New York. Let me show you how our state has changed so dramatically. Ask the farmers how different it is for them with their crops. Ask anyone in the tourism industry, places up on Lake Ontario, that had a 100-year flood in 2017 and another 100-year flood in 2019. I made the observation, doesn't someone owe us 98 years in between these? So the 500-year event we had in New York City, the 100-year events we're seeing upstate, with flooding in our Great Lakes all the way to our rivers and valleys here in the Catskills. This is the world we're dealing with. It's harsh.
Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Columbia Memorial Health employees again made a point about the hospital's staff shortages with a protest in Hudson on September 1st. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson and State Senator Michelle Henchy joined hospital union employees asking for hiring more staff. Kim Gibson, a union organizer with 1199 SEIU United Healthcare Workers East, said, and I quote, "It is not unusual to hear the term staffing shortages in today's healthcare world. What is unusual here in Hudson at our local hospital is that the units and clinics have had to close for a day or days due to no staff," end quote. She said that currently there are 328 open positions at the hospital and its off-sites. She said, and I quote, "That's a large portion of the workforce," end quote. Last month, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wrote a letter to the hospital with a similar message. Gillibrand wrote, and I quote, "Due to low wages and high turnover, CMH is operating at a staff vacancy of more than 200 bargaining unit members. This extreme understaffing has caused the closure of beds and clinics, decreasing the availability of the already limited health care services in the area," end quote. CMH President and CEO J.P. Callahan agreed that, and I quote, "there is a shortage of health care workers," end quote, but said the hospital is not to blame. Callahan said, and I quote, "the union will attempt to identify this shortage as a local issue, but we know and can demonstrate that it is a national issue and one that is especially acute in upstate New York hospitals," end quote. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that hunting groups are criticizing Representative Elise Stefanik for a bill she's co-sponsoring that would repeal a decades-old excise tax on firearms. The gun tax funds wildlife conservation and other environmental protections. Caden MacArthur, the government relations representative for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, said, and I quote, "there wasn't any consultation with sportsmen's or sportswomen's groups," end quote. The bill is more political theater than reality right now, as Democratic majorities in Congress are unlikely to pass the measure. Shortly after Democratic Representative Don Byers of Virginia introduced a bill to impose a 1,000% excise tax on assault-style weapons earlier this year, Republicans introduced the Repealing Excise Tax on Unalienable Rights Now Act. Stefanik said, and I quote, "I am proud to join my colleagues in introducing legislation to eliminate this harmful tax that infringes on Americans' ability to exercise their Second Amendment rights." Make no mistake, I will not allow the government to tax the constitutional right of hardworking Americans by marking up the price to exercise one's Second Amendment rights, end quote. The tax dates back to 1937 and generates $18 million annually for New York State and more than $400 million since 1939 for a range of wildlife habitat protection and restoration efforts, as well as hunter safety programs. The Howl for Wildlife Group, the National Wildlife Federation, the National Wild Turkey Federation, and the Sportsmen's Alliance are among the groups in opposition to Stefanik on the issue. Stefanik represents the 21st Congressional District that will include Rensselaer County beginning next year. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Watch your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond. And that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC. We're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And today we got
DJ Ricky
and Timothy.
Timothy, yes, Timothy.
He's really Batman. I mean, we went over that earlier.
Yeah, he's Batman.
We got Batman, DJ Ricky, and of course your sound engineer, DJ Cola, for today. So
our topic has so far has been school. And I got a couple questions for that. First, let's say you guys are having a bad day in school, right? It's just an off day. Where do you go in that school to feel better?
The bathroom.
Or get your comfort?
The bathroom.
Huh. Like after school's over or during it?
During the bathroom.
During it? I mean, all right. I kind of have a habit of just walking out and just going home.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've seen Noah legit leave school like just...
Here, I'll tell a story. One time, I got sick, right? So I went to the nurse. She wasn't there. Went to the office. They told me to go to the middle school nurse. She wasn't there either. So I was like, I ain't dealing with this. You're making me walk all around. I'm sick. So I just walked out. I just left. No way you're going to make me wait there sick without a nurse.
W.
And ever since then, I was just like, dang, this is pretty fun. Don't do that, though.
Don't.
Hey, we do not encourage walking out of school.
But
if you are sick
because I was
and you feel like you cannot stay in school,
you know, COVID.
And you can walk home, and the nurse is, like, not letting you, trying to walk, just walk out. Man, just walk out.
Yeah, so, if you are sick, especially with COVID.
I'm not
going to
lie, because...
Make sure you don't get anybody else sick. Try to keep your germs to yourself.
True.
We still are during COVID times. Fun fact.
DJ Popcorn, what about you?
I go to the bathroom, bro.
Alright.
Word, I feel you. Me personally?
I'll just go on my phone.
I'll probably go to a teacher's classroom that I just mess with a lot. Like, I'd probably go to Miss Bruno's room.
That's true. I like to go to Miss Iriani's class. She's the GOAT.
Miss Iriani.
Miss Iriani's the GOAT.
But, alright, what do you guys feel like you need to work on to better yourselves at school? Or, like, to achieve more at school?
I need to do my classwork and, like, make sure my assignments get on time and then...
Yeah. Okay. School for me is a little bit tough because I'm like a self learner. You know, I learn things from making myself do them and like getting the experience and the knowledge from completing the own task. So when I'm working for like deadlines for other people, it can kind of be like, why am I working on this for you when I don't want to? Like, why can't I do something I want to do that will help me? Like, for example, I say this a lot, like, taxes should be something we teach. But, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I was about to fact, because I'm not going to lie.
There's definitely a lot of more important stuff we'd rather learn in school than some of the stuff we are given, because it's the curriculum.
Yeah. Well, that is probably the hardest thing for me, is just having to accept learning stuff that I would personally categorize as extremely useless.
Word.
I just said it.
Say it again. I didn't hear it clearly.
My fault. I said I need to make sure, you know, and prioritize my classwork and make sure, like, my homework gets in. Because my homework was a big thing. And, like, sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I get home and I automatically just want to go out and have fun with my friends, like, because it feels like still summer in the beginning. But if I stay on top of it during this first part, then I know I'm making it all the way.
I just need to stay focused for me. Like, school is not hard. I just lack focus, which makes it harder for me to do assignments and take tests because I'm not obviously learning anything because I'm not paying attention. So I think just focusing.
And
that's all.
Just distractions in general for me. Like, no matter if it's my friends or it's just, like, things in general.
But, so... Out of all the teachers you guys have had from elementary school until now, do you guys have, like, a favorite teacher?
This is a good time to just, let's say the grade and what they were teaching. I think we should stray away from names, you know, privacy. But, like...
Oh, I already said, like...
I realized that after. That's okay. We're fine. But for me, favorite. Are we going for favorite of all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's your GOAT? Who's your GOAT teacher?
Who's the GOAT? I'm going to have to say, I mean, I'm not sure if they're, like, they don't teach any core subjects. They're kind of like a substitute. But they're also, like, the type who will help other people with their class, like a teacher assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just the type of person where, you know, even if you mess up, you do something stupid, she's going to be like, okay, let's get through it. You know, let's work through the screw up instead of just attacking you for the screw up. So, yeah.
Right.
DJ Popcorn.
For sure. Mine, I think, well, he knows who he is, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my guy, my fourth grade English teacher. Shout out my guy. I mean, no, my sixth grade English teacher. Shout out my guy.
Ooh, where's Miss... Oh. Mm-hmm.
What about you?
But not him,
me?
But him.
Yeah.
My favorite teacher, I'm gonna have to say Miss... Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I had to say Miss Shaw. Miss Shaw,
yeah,
Miss Shaw.
Oh, yeah. Because,
like,
she's
the only
really
teacher
cool.
that I could see, no matter where I see her at, like, no matter what the occasion is, I'll get a hug. But, like, and she's just always checking on me, making sure I'm good for me. And
true.
Her husband happens to be our principal for me. And he be checking on me, too, and stuff. So, I feel like she gotta be my favorite. She could be, like, a school mom. Kinda. But, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And my second one from second grade, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my dog, Miss H, Miss Howard, you know what I'm saying? My dog right there.
What?
Yeah, facts. English, facts. My dog.
Do you guys think that school could be like a safer environment, or do you feel like it could be like a more...
Oh, no, definitely. I feel like there's always something to improve anything, no matter how good it is. You can keep on making improvements. There's no use to stay at a spot where everybody has these problems.
Yeah, I just think, like, it can be, like, a mix-up of, like, sometimes toxic, but also we have, like, our good, you know, like, kind of moments in school. Like, it's just, like, sometimes it's, like, the people within the schooling system and, like, the people who really are, like, involved within the school that can make it sometimes, so it's, like, very toxic, because, like, the people who you're around really make up the environment,
yeah.
And, like, you know, that's what really sets the tone for, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
So, like, that's
so if we have these, like, potential flaws, let's say you could, like, wave a magic wand and change one fundamental thing about school.
Okay.
What would you go for?
That just... If some people had, like, empathy, or, like, some people actually, like, understood, like, what it's like to actually, like, you know, be nice to others. Like, because I know there's, like, kids in the grade that just, like, talk about other people and just, like, say, like, really horrible and, like,
mm-hmm.
disrespectful things about other people. And, like, they visibly can see that it's bringing other people down. And so, like, I feel like within your, like, your mood definitely affects your grades and definitely affects your performance within school. Because if you go to school every single day and you know, like, there's just people talking about you, or somebody's around the corner just waiting to say something to you, like, you know,
yeah.
like,
your so you would change
is way low and you just don't
mm-hmm.
want to go to school.
So you change, like, the respect between students and the bond they have.
Yeah, like, if just the kindness in general, like, if people were, like, willing to go and make friends instead of, like, just going and just talking about other people and just have no
yeah,
respect
I feel
for
that.
Others.
I agree with that. I personally think a reason that it is that way is because school itself is already a stressful environment, and people don't have many good ways to cope with that, so they can turn to taking it out on their peers. So let's use the last little bit of time to talk about coping mechanisms for when things in school don't go the way you want them to. Because in life, not everything is going to be perfect, and that's a realization we need to address and talk about.
So, like, what exactly
so
are you looking
as
for?
As within a coping mechanism, I think I'd say something along the lines of, like, when I get to go, like, in when I'll go to, like, a separate classroom and really, like, get my mind clear, like, especially if it's like, if it's just me and a teacher and I could just work on things and like get whatever I need to get done wrong, like, just when I get to sit down by myself independently and just like get work done with like the help of like one person, mm-hmm. and I could just really just knock it out by myself without like that constant stress of a teacher just down my back, like in case I'm not getting, if I don't do something right or something goes wrong.
This is me being as real as possible when I say you're gonna fail like multiple times. Nobody ever goes through life without taking an L, so you gotta learn to be able to deal with it. And school is a place, to put it kind of formally and loose, where a lot of people take L's, you know.
That's true.
A lot of people fail, not just like it's the just grade, but just like
in general,
their own goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, in general, it's just like everybody's gonna have to learn to cope with failure at some point in their life. So, you know, there's that. But I'll let DJ Ricky go, and then you already know I got something to say.
So what was your question again?
Just coping mechanisms throughout the year that you use or you feel like other people could use. Because we're going to fail, you know.
I think finding ways to, I just feel like understanding that failure is okay at some points, and like that not everybody is perfect, will make you it will make you, I feel like it will make it easier for you to like understand. I don't know. It's just.
For sure. I definitely see what DJ Ricky's saying. Like,
yeah.
if you like go in, like, you know, not saying like expect failure, but you know, like just knowing there's gonna be some hardships and there's gonna be like
knowing,
a lot in your way,
like knowing that it's okay to fail,
right?
Because there are challenging parts where failure is common.
Yeah, like that's where I messed up. Like in the beginning of freshman year, like I was just thinking I could just goof off and like not have to put any like any work in whatsoever is what I thought it was gonna be like the other grades, but no, it was completely different.
Nah, for me, I ain't gonna lie, freshman year was a good year for me. I was doing good on grades and stuff.
That virtual, man, had me
messed virtual
up.
Was fantastic. Yeah. That helped me out so much because it was like
I really breezed through it though.
So also just to add, there are infinity coping mechanisms you can use. There's music, there's going on walks, there's animals. You gotta find what works for you. And with that being said,
you know what I'm saying, man? DJ Popcorn,
DJ Ricky,
DJ Cola,
man, and you see your time, you see the clock, you see your watch, you see your phone, and it's time to go. You know, catch us next week and every Fridays at 6 p.m. and you know, you can, if you want to get involved in programming our radio show, you can text us at C2 Clubhouse on Instagram or email us at Our Town, Our Truth. That's O-U-R, O-U-N-T-O-W-N, O-U-R, Truth. Our Town, Our Truth at gmail.com. I am DJ Popcorn.
DJ Ricky.
I am DJ Cola.
And man, we are. And shout out to DJ Phoebs. And we are
signing out.
We out. Deuces.
Mr. Duckworth.
All of these holes make it difficult.
Session 10. Breakthrough.
One of these lies, I'ma make these right with the wrongs I done. That's when I unite with the father, son, till then I fight. Rain on me, put the blame on me, got guilt, got hurt, got shame on me. Got 6 magazines that's aimed at me, done every magazine was fame to me. It's a game to me with the bedroom at. Sleep, I ain't never had affairs with that. What's fair when the hearts and the words don't reach? What's fair when the money don't take things back? It's rare when somebody take your dreams back. I care too much, wanna share too much, in my head too much. I shut down too, I ain't there too much. I'm a complex soul, they layered me up, then broke me down. And morality's dust, I lack can trust. This time around I trust myself. Please everybody else but myself. All else fails, I was myself. Outdone fear, outdone myself. This year you better win yourself. Mask on the babies, mask on the hot wear. Mask in the neighborhood stores you shop. But a mask won't hide who you are inside. Look around, the reality's carved in lies. Wipe my ego, dodge my pride. Look myself in the mirror. Amityville ain't seen nothing scarier. I fought like a pit bull terrier. Blood I shed could fill up aquariums. Tell all my angels carry them.